Welcome to the latest podcast looking ahead to a meeting coming up at Hamilton Park, and this time it is a biggie. It is Saturday night, it's Bow Ladies Night at Hamilton Park, and it is one of those meetings that we proudly boast there is something for everyone. The gates open at 2:30, the first horse race is at 6 o'clock, and the final race of six is at 8:30, but there's a whole lot more than that in between. We start on the catwalk stage at 3 o'clock. Now the gates open at 2:30, so plenty of time to build up to the Deja Elite Boutique Fashion Show. Then 3:45, Peter Andre live on the catwalk stage. We've also got a Best Dressed Lady registration opening at 4:30. We've got Chris Hughes as a Best Dressed Lady competition guest judge. That will be taking place on the catwalk stage at 5 o'clock. So all that and a whole lot more. We've got a Katie J DJ set taking place on the catwalk stage after racing as well. It truly is going to be a fabulous night at Hamilton Park for our Bows Ladies Night. As far as the action then on the track is concerned, as I mentioned, we get underway at 6:30. Our feature race is a new race, the 7:30s, the Bow Sober Handicap, named after a mare who was a prolific winner. She actually won no less than 13 races, believe it or not, including 11 races in one season back in 1982. Almost unbelievable in this day and age. In the sober race then, Provard bids to make it two wins from just two visits to the track. He shoulders top weight of 9 stone 9 for Ollie Stammers and George Boy, a Newmarket trainer, got a really good strike rate at Hamilton Park. From 9 runners, he has had 5 runners. And Proverb's only other appearance at Hamilton Park came in a course and distance maiden last September, which he won extremely well. Rivals include a couple of horses that have been to Hamilton Park once before and went away successful. Tajala, also trained in Newmarket by Roger Varian. He's been amongst the winners, of course, recently at Glorious Goodwood. And Count Dorsey, who's trained by Tim Easterby. Count Dorsey and Tajala, they've both won in their only two previous successes at the track. It came in May of June and this year as well. Ian Jardine's got a lovely horse running later on in the 8 o'clock, the Gascall Services Handicap. If you all like a grey, well, Raven's Craig Castle is a handsome grey. And he's needing a bit of a change of luck. He's finished second on his last three starts at Carlisle Air and Haydock Park. And he's actually been unlucky in some of those races. And if you go earlier on in the season, he's also second at Musselburgh. So we wish connections of Raven's Craig Castle well. But in the same race, we've got course and distance winners, High Zoom and Two Old Pals. And this is a race that was won 12 months ago by subsequent Lanark Silver Bell heroine, Wiki Wiki Wheels. And the same owner, Jimmy Long, and the same trainer, Jim Goldie, are represented this time by Two Old Pals. Going back to the start of the evening, our first race of six, remember, is at 6 o'clock. It's the Jordan Electrics Handicap. It's over 1 mile and 1 furlong. And Temper Trap and Hot Team are two more course and distance winners, making a return to the South Lanarkshire venue on Saturday night. And speaking of the Lanark Silver Bell, it's not too far away. Our next meeting at Hamilton Park comes on Monday the 14th of August. And then on Friday evening the 25th of August, it is of course Lanark Silver Bell Night. That heritage handicap worth £100,000. As always, the message is to go to the Hamilton Park Racecourse website for all the very latest news, all the very latest details on the meetings, and of course the best deals for buying those tickets. We'll see you racing at Hamilton Park real soon, hopefully on Bows Ladies Night on Saturday.